And welcome back to Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne along with Marty Rogers. And you hear up in the background the Georgia Bridgemen as they have just wowed this crowd here at Martin Stadium with their show. Again, 460 members strong. And I tell you, they put out a big, big sound, Marty.
They really do, Bill. And, you know, they've done a great job all year. Went to two competitions, won them both, and you just got to give them a lot of credit. 450 members strong. I think they have about 390 or so that actually marches.
Yep.
But what a wonderful band, what a wonderful job they do.
Well, we're here at halftime. Our Vikings lead 35-0 over the Rebels of Groves High School out of Savannah, Georgia. And it's been all Vikings here in the first half. We've went for it on a fourth and long and didn't make it. Outside of that, we have scored with every possession that we have had. Want to go ahead and give you our halftime stats brought to you by Allstate Insurance, the Barry Broom Agency here in Valdosta. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. The halftime score, Vikings lead 35-0. First downs tonight, Groves with 0 first downs, our Vikings with 9. Rushing, Groves has 8 carries for 13 yards, while the Vikings have 26 carries for 150 yards. Passing, Groves 1 of 8 for a negative 5 yards, no touchdowns, and 1 interception. The Vikings are 4 of 5 for 54 yards, 1 touchdown, no interception. That puts total plays, Groves with 16, Vikings with 31. Total offensive output, Groves with 8 yards, while our Vikings 204 yards. Neither team has lost a fumble tonight. The penalties, Groves has been penalized 3 times for 15 yards, while the Vikings 4 times for 20 yards. The Vikings have not punted tonight. Groves has punted 5 times for an average of 23 yards. The leading rusher for Groves is number 24. That is Trevon Crumley. He's got 3 carries for 10 yards. And their leading passer, the quarterback, I take that back. I'm sorry. Mark James is who threw that pass. 1 catch for a minus 5 yards. The leading rusher for the Vikings, number 29, Troy Braswell. 4 carries, 46 yards. And the leading receiver, number 25, Josh Clemens. 1 catch for 25 yards and a touchdown. And those are your halftime stats as the Vikings lead 35-0. Well, what's it been like on the field tonight, Marty?
Well, it's obviously been a lot of fun. I mean, the guys are excited. They're having a good time. And, of course, you know, they're playing well, and it's always a lot of fun when you're winning and playing well. But it's been pure domination. Looking at those stats, I mean, you know, they've got 16 plays for 8 total yards, no first downs. I mean, the defense is just playing absolutely great. And of course, the offense has been moving the ball. I mean, we're, 4 or 5 passing for 54 yards. The only thing that we've really not done well is, you know, we've given up a few sacks. We haven't pass blocked great.
No.
And that really don't show up in those passing, you know, stats right there. 4 or 5 passing for 54 yards. It doesn't show the sack. So that's the one area we got to work on. Hopefully we can come out here in the third quarter and do a little bit better at that. But, you know, this offensive line don't get to pass block much. I mean,
well,
you know, you can't really complain too much. They just don't get to do it that often. And they've been asked to this year more than ever.
Well, and we're asking probably 3 new guys to make those pass blocks. We've had a couple false starts tonight as well, all from the new guys that have moved down to that offensive line. One of the things that Coach McPherson wanted to accomplish with the offensive line is to hold the blocks, to stay with them, and they're doing some of that. But, again, pass blocking is a whole different animal.
It is, Bill. And, you know, one thing I've been kind of keeping an eye on tonight, and I do want to comment on it, and it's coming from talking to some of our players the last few weeks, that we've really stressed in practice. You know, we've seen some new running backs running the ball tonight. But they're not only out there to run the ball, but they really have been stressing blocking by the wingback, blocking by the fullback. And Clemens, we've seen him playing some wingback tonight. Orta obviously has had a good night carrying the ball, but they've had a good night when they're not carrying the ball. They're getting down the field, blocking the linebackers, blocking the safeties, and playing very well, you know, when they're not carrying the ball. And that's very important for us. I heard it said many times in the last few weeks that, you know, we've got to throw the ball, that Lounge High just cannot run up and run against 8-9-man fronts. You can't, 5 can't block 8. Well, we don't ask 5 to block 8.
Sure.
We get our running backs involved, and we put hat on hat, including wingbacks, fullbacks. They're all asked to block, even our receivers. You know, many times they joke that we don't have wide receivers. We have wide blockers.
Yes, exactly.
And we rely on everybody to block. And they've done a great job of that tonight. The new guys and the guys, the Troy, I've noticed a couple good blocks by him. They've all played very well, and they're all holding their blocks, and that's very important for our offense to work.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that we were so successful in 04, 05, and going to 07. Darriott Perry probably was one of the best wingbacks without the ball that we've ever had here at Lowndes High School, or at least in a long, long time. And we've got to come back to that, where a guy is really just a big blocker for you, but when you give him the ball, he does his job there too as well. Well, Marty, it's about a minute until kickoff of the second half. We're going to go ahead and take our last 60-second break, send you back down to the sidelines. I know after you make a little side detour, and we never see you till about 3-4 minutes into the half.
Yeah, so. I go sit down. You know, y'all know you stand most of the game, but you have the luxury of chairs, and I don't. Of course, at the end of these games, I feel like I've played a game or two, but I'm going to go get off my feet for a minute, and I'll see y'all back in a few minutes.
All right, we're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, we'll be ready to kick this off for the second half. You're listening to the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back in Martin Stadium, we're getting ready to start halftime with Bill Osborne. Guess what?
What?
Running clock.
All right, running clock here in the third quarter.
Coach Hunter has decided, I don't want a big score posted on me, so we're going to a running clock, which means it'll only stop for timeouts, injuries, and scores.
All right, and through that, we'll keep it here for about that long, just if we need to.
Okay.
Follow me?
5 minutes?
Yeah.
I guess not. I'm just about as dense as can be.
We're not going anywhere for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you.
All right.
Jeff Solomon set to kick off. Deep to receive will be Jawan Johnson, Chris Cutter, and Chris Beaver. Cutter in the middle. Beaver on our side, the press box side. Vikings lead it 35-0 as we start the second half. There's Solomon's kick, high end over end kick. And Cutter takes it at the goal line. Oh, he said he had his heels in the end zone when he caught the ball.
And we talk about this sometimes. When you get different crews, I've seen some let that come out. And then I've seen this crew like this. If any part of the body is into the end zone, they're going to call it as a touchback. And then I've seen some, like I say, if it's just your back heels, the ball itself is not in the end zone, they don't call it. It's a little bit of a judgment call.
I'm going to make you have a frowny face here, Bill.
What's that?
Boss man, does the boss lady have a hot chocolate with her?
No.
Nope, she doesn't.
It's not cold enough.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Double tight ends, not a shift. Cutter goes under center. They go back into the I formation, two receivers near side. Takes a snap, gives it to the tailback right up the middle, trips and falls over the 20, up to the 21-yard line, and that is number 34, Jordan Butler, on the carry.
He'll get maybe a yard.
One of the perks of having my boss come to all the home football games is his wife makes great hot chocolate, and usually she brings it to the ball game. And when she brings it to the ball game, she'll bring it to us, and I can deliver it to somebody else who wanted hot chocolate, but can't do that now because she didn't bring any hot chocolate.
Well, that's okay.
Cutter takes the snap. He's in the shotgun. Ginn gets it to the tailback. He's across the 25, up to the 26, 27, and it's going to be tackled by Josh Clemens, and it's going to be about third and three from there. Oh, they're going to mark him all the way back at the 25, Bill. So it'll be third and five from there.
I saw Mikeyon Padgett come up off the bottom of that pile as well. Mikeyon Padgett in that nickel position. Third and five.
Cutter brings the Rebels to the line of scrimmage. Goes under center. Offset eye. Double tight end. Give it to the tailback.
Ball's on the ground.
Ball is on the ground. And come up. Lowndes football.
So the first fumble of the ball game comes here in the first couple minutes of the third quarter, and Vikings recover. And as you see, the clock continues to run. West 10:06, 10:05 on a running clock.
And it's at their 25-yard line on the far hash mark. Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial, and you can possibly see our offense one time and one time only here in the third quarter with a running clock. And that's what you got. There comes Cole Parker. He has Mikeyon Padgett at wing back on our side. Nick Bergman and Sam Duncan. Five-man front, now six. And we give it to Duncan up the middle, and he'll get 4 yards.
He's still up. Now it's
they'll give his forward progress from the 25 down to about the 22-yard line, 3 yards on the carry, second and seven from there.
Yeah, Duncan looked like he had been tackled, but he was on top of the pile. And good heads up by Duncan. He got up trying to run again, just wasn't able to pick up any more yards.
And that's Elijah Turner in on the tackle. Second seven from the 22. Rebels in a five-man front. Three linebackers. And pitch out goes to number 46 around the left side. Got a hold across the 20, and they'll pull him down, Bill, at the 15. He'll be close to the first down.
Yeah, that's number 46, Matt Frazier, getting a ball carry.
And we'll see a lot of new numbers coming in.
And let's see who on that tackle.
Tackle by number 17.
Deshaun Travis.
And it's going to be third and one at the 16-yard line. Daniels, Nick Bergman, and Mike Moore. First time we've seen Mike Moore in the backfield tonight. There's a snap. Ball on the ground, and did we come up with it?
No, we
didn't. I don't think so.
No, there's the ball in number three's hand.
Yes, sir. We fumble, and they recover.
So two fumbles back-to-back by each team. The first half, no fumbles by either team.
And they're going to mark it down on the 17.
First and 10 now on the 17 for the Groves Rebels.
7:41 to go here, 7.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead at 35 to nothing. Cutter in the shotgun. Sends two receivers far side, two near side, one far side. Got a back right behind him in what they call the pistol. And gives it to the dope. He keeps the ball, and he gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. And only got back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, he's almost to the 20 where they're going to mark him, in between the 19 and the 20. So we'll go 19 and a half, Wes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Second and 8 from the 20-yard line. This game will go real fast. I know we've got a running clock. They bring Beaver our side. Cutter in the shotgun, one back behind him. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws out in the flats to Beaver, makes a catch, and he's hit immediately by... Oh, the ball's on the ground. Did
and
we
it
get
goes
it back?
Out of bounds, I think. Hold on.
Let's see. Did it go... It was Beaver, and the hit was made by number 21, Nicholas Bergman. And the ball went out of bounds, and it will remain Groves football at the 20-yard line. So, again, it'll be third and eight from there.
Groves, that's only their second completion of the night.
We're at the six-minute mark of the third quarter. Deshaun Travis comes near side. Cutter in the shotgun. Tied into the visitor side. Drops back. He's looking. Looked it downfield. To Travis, the ball's under thrown. Oh, the ball off of number 31.
Kerry Stanley's
hands. Travis falls on the ground, sticks his hand out, hits his hand, and he can't pull it in and hits the ground.
Yeah, that was as close to a circus catch as you'll ever see. Didn't come up with it, but as Wes said, almost, had he kind of been paying attention there, he might have been able to make the completion on his back.
Tyquan Lang and... Grandpa Clemens back to receive the punt. Cutter to punt, standing inside his 5-yard line because it's fourth and eight for Groves.
Looks like Troy's getting a little break now.
And they kick it over towards Clemens, who makes a catch at our 48. He's across the 50, the 45, down to the 40, and they'll mark him down at the 39-yard line.
and a 31-yard punt. And about a 7 to 9 yard return by Clemens. And it'll be first and 10 for the Vikings at the Grove's 39-yard line.
And we'll be looking at a whole bunch of numbers. Parker remains quarterback. Lang in the backfield. Mike Moore in the backfield. And Nicholas Bergman. Crawford goes far side. Kendall Coleman stays in at tight end. Grove stays in a five-man front. Two linebackers showing blitz on the inside. And we give it to Lang up the middle. He runs right into a fortitude of Rebels, led by number 66, Rashid Brown. Give him 2 yards on the carry, second and 8.
Clock continues to run, 4:14 as we are in a running clock. Vikings lead 35-0 here in the third quarter.
And we're there at 37.5-yard line. Cook 34 over Laney. Beat him 34. We'll get it. There's a counter to Bergman. Bergman over the right side, still on his feet as he crosses the 40 down to about the 39-yard line. And that'll be third and about four, a short 5 from there. As we get to 3.5 minutes to go here in the third. Make it 3rd and 6. Just inside the 40-yard line. We've got to get down to the 29. Parker, under center. Takes a snap, drops back, gives it to Bergman. Bergman gets hit from behind, still on his feet. Will not get the first down as he gets down to the 31-yard line. And he'll be about 2 yards short, so it'll be 4th and 2 from there.
From that position, they'll go for it here at this place on the field.
Tyler Hunter comes in. As does number 30, James Mathis.
Number 16 on the stop for the Rebels, 4th down.
And Josh Clemens comes back in. We're inside 3 minutes to go now here in the third quarter. 4th and a long 2, short 3. They're showing blitz. And we give it to Hunter. Hunter will not get the first down. They go mark him down. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be it. And we'll turn the ball over on downs.
Yeah, Hunter, as he was trying to go through that line, they just caught his feet. His knee never hit, but his elbow did go down to the turf. And they called him, whistled it dead, and it'll be 1st and 10 now for Groves.
On their 31-yard line.
Defensively, it looks like number 44 for the Vikings, that's Dale McBurrow in at one of the defensive end spots. And seeing number 8 now, that's Justin Evans.
Dylan Roberts in at defensive end.
Yep.
Two receivers far side. He splits his back. There's a flag. And what have we got from the umpire? Nope. Well, I'm waiting for the flag.
We got a timeout before they got called to lay a game.
All righty, minute 39 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 35-0. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back at Martin Stadium, a minute 39 to go here in the third. Vikings lead at 35-0. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Rebels at their own 31-yard line. Five-man front for our Vikings. And they give it to the tailback. Nope.
Keeper.
Cutter keeps it. Tries to grow around the right side. And he is tackled by number 8. That's Justin Evans. And he'll lose 5, maybe 6 yards.
Nice heads-up play by that defense. Little misdirection. And the quarterback Cutter trying to get on the outside. Justin Evans was not fooled.
2nd and 15 back at the 26-yard line. Cutter splits his receivers, keeps the back on either side of him, gives it to the up back. He's across the 25, the 30. We got him by the jersey. Oh, as he was headed toward the 30, and he'll pick up about 2 yards, and we pull him down from behind. And in on that tackle Noonan leads South Cobb 31-7.
Right now it looks like Noonan will be our opponent next week.
And we'll have you some information on tickets. Third and 12, the ball at the 28-yard line of Groves. Cutter takes a snap. On the reverse, the ball's on the ground, and still on the ground, and I think we recovered at the 15.
I don't know. It looks like Groves got back on top of it. We tried to get it, but it...
Nope, it is our football. And coming up off the bottom of the pile with the ball is Bill number 50.
Number 50.
Larnick Rollins.
Larnick Rollins on the recovery.
And that's the end of the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead it 35-0. We'll be right back after this. All righty, we go to the fourth quarter. Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle, our spotter. Vikings lead it 35-0. It'll be a running clock. First and 10, Vikings at the 15-yard line.
What's it like down there, Marty? I hadn't heard from him all third quarter. It went by so fast.
Come back, guys.
What's up?
Guys, we're looking to see if they had a long talk just during that change of corner there, trying to tell the offensive line to take control and go ahead and put this in the end zone here. They didn't like not ending that drive down there, not continuing that drive on fourth down.
All righty. Parker goes under center. Tied into their side of the field. Bergman in motion. Drops back. Ball's on the ground. And they've recovered it at the 21.
We have not, with a new center, we've not had a problem with a center quarterback exchange through the first half, and now we've had two back-to-back.
I'm sorry.
Cole fell on that and did get it back, so we will keep the ball here.
Okay, I thought they got it, and it wasn't at the 21, folks. I'm sorry, it was at the 16. That'll make it second and 11. Parker takes a snap. Gives it to Lang as he crosses the 20 down to the 19. He'll get 2 yards.
15, 14.
I'm sorry, 14. And that'll be third and 9 from there.
Just not having good center quarterback exchanges all of a sudden here in the second half.
10:50 to go here in the ball game. We've had a running clock there and a four-man front. Showing blitz off the corner, blitz up the middle. And we give it to Mike Moore off the left tackle, and he'll get down to about the 11-yard line. Pick up 4 yards on the carry. Tackle in there by number one, Sam Lowe. Bill, that's going to be fourth and six from there. We've got to get down to the 5-yard line. Sam Duncan checks in, as Makian Pageant, and Paul Johnson brings the play in from the sidelines.
Wes, I wonder with the center quarterback exchange here, that it seems like the offensive line's just not firing off as quickly and getting those holes opened up. Let's see what we do here on fourth down.
Parker with Duncan right behind him. Takes a snap, rolls right, looks, rolling, throws toward the end zone, wide open. Nick Bergman, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman, and I see you, Cole Parker.
That was about
a 14-yard pass.
Yep.
11 yards. Sorry. Thank you. Masters, Solomon, and we got a new holder for the Vikings. That's Eric Blanton holding.
Our backup quarterback.
Guys, that's Avery kicking.
Oh, it is Avery.
Avery Alderman's extra point up. And it's good. 9:55 to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead it 42-0. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, back in Martin Stadium. Vikings 42, Groves nothing. Solomon set to kick off. Oh, hang time. Approaches the football, puts that right foot into it. And that one taken at the goal line across the 5, the 10, 15, 20, still on his feet across the 30, 35, tries to get by one man. Down the sidelines he goes, and we won't run him out of bounds. until he gets down to our 45-yard line.
So a 55-yard return.
And that was number 28 on the tackle, Jordan Williams.
Want to remind everybody, with a victory tonight, the Vikings will host the second round of the 2010 5A state playoffs. That'll be this coming Friday, November 19th. We'll give you some more information about that after this play.
Cutter goes under center. Counter right up the middle, and look at here, number 40.
34 on the tackle.
That was our guy. I'm trying to see who's running the ball. Number 45. That was Trey Robinson, and he picked up the best run of the night, and that was a 7-yard run down to our 38-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Groves left to right on the radio dial. Again, they give it to the big man right up the middle, and they've got a first down to our 31, and on the carry was number 30. Shaquille Griffin on the carry. Bill, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the first time they've been in our territory tonight?
Yeah, all backup defensive line now. And that's where they're getting the yardage.
Cutter again. They give it to the up back. He fights through that young defensive line down to our 28-yard line. Number 84, that's Nick Hammock, along with Eric Torrey. Second and 7. 7:40 to go in the ball game. Cutter, again to the up back, and this time he'll get to the line of scrimmage. Oh, give him a couple of yards as he fights his way down to the 26-yard line.
And from the looks of it, Wes, looks like next Friday night's game will be against Noonan. Kickoff is set for 8 o'clock here at Martin Stadium. That'll be the second round of the 2010 5A state football playoffs. Want to remind everybody, tickets go on sale Monday at 9 a.m. We'll give you the rest of that information in just a moment.
Third and 5 as Cutter goes under center. Tied into our side, two backs. Again, gives it the up back. We hit him as he crosses the 25. Dad, they mark him down at the 25. In on the tackle, number 84, Nick Hammock.
If you want your same season tickets, you need to be at the ticket office Monday or Tuesday to get your regular season tickets for your regular seats. On Wednesday, any unsold tickets will go on sale to the general public. Tickets for the game are $8 for all reserved seats.
All righty, 4th and 3. They've got to get down to the 21. Cutter under center, tight end our side, 5-man front for our Vikings. On the counter. Nope, he keeps it on the bootleg around the right side, still on his feet. That's number 12. He gets across the 20, down, Bill, to the 16-yard line. In on the tackle, number 8 was Justin Evans. And that was, I don't have a 20 on my roster. And there's not a, on neither one of Groves' roster.
All right, another first down for Groves.
Oh, that was number 12 on the carry, I'm sorry. Mark James. To the up back as he crosses the 15, fights his way down to about the 13. In on the tackle is Larnick Rollins. 2nd and 7 from the 13.5-yard line. 5.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. They were sending a receiver far side. Cutter goes under center. Tied into our side. Takes a snap, drop backs, looks, throws toward the end zone. And we knock it away. Back in pass coverage was number 33, Devontae Watts.
Good coverage, too, by Watts. The receiver had a position, but Watts came in at the last minute and actually had an opportunity to make the interception.
Be 3rd and 7 at the 18-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Again, receiver goes far side. Watson coverage. He drop back, give it to the up back. Oh, he fights his way down almost to the goal line. And they'll mark him down, Bill, at the two-yard line.
And if you're listening at home, Vikings are leading 42-0. And all this offensive output by Groves is against all of our second team on defense. Not a starter is on the field right now.
They mark him down at the one. Cutter under center. Up back into the end zone. Touchdown, Groves.
So Groves gets on the scoreboard here with 4:01 left in the ballgame.
And that stops the clock.
West, you see who was carried the ball that time for Groves?
I sure did. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up. And
no good.
Vikings lead 42-6. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, Bill. 4:01 to go here in the ballgame. Clock stops. Groves on the board, 42-6.
All second team on the kickoff as well. Kickoff receiving team, sorry.
Taylor Biddle will get us some scores here very quickly. Back deep.
28 and 33 and 34.
Tevin Brown. Jordan Cowboy Williams. And DeCarlos Martin. Cowboy in the middle. It looks like Valdosta will advance to play McEachern next week.
That puts Valdosta on the road.
Noonan will come here.
Groves set to kick off now.
There's a flag for delay of game. Back it up 5 yards.
Delay of game against the Rebels.
Ashton Wilson to kick off. Waiting on Wilson's kick. And gets by Cowboy. Is picked up at the 15 across the 20. 25, DeCarlos Martin. Still on his feet, breaks the tackle. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45. Tries to cut back inside, and he'll be brought down at the Groves 47-yard line.
Nice return by DeCarlos Martin. Gets into Groves territory. What's up?
And 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 35, about a 38-yard return by DeCarlos Martin. First and 10 Vikings at the Groves 47-yard line.
Eric Blanton at quarterback now. D. Daniels behind him.
Blanton takes a snap, gives it to Daniels up the middle of the right side. He crosses the 45 down to the 44.
Clock under 3 minutes now. Our Vikings lead 42-6. Vikings look like they're going to hand themselves a win tonight, and they will host the second round of the 2010 5A State Football Playoffs next Friday night, November 19th, and it looks like it's going to be against Noonan. Kickoff is set for 8 o'clock here at Martin Stadium.
All righty. Blanton under center. He takes the snap and gives it back. He's across the 45 down to the 40. And that was number 20, D. Daniels, on the carry.
No, that was Jordan.
Jordan.
28, Jordan Williams. Williams on the sweep.
Camden,
excuse me, on the counter.
Camden defeats Coffey, 28-18.
Wow, a little closer than we thought.
Colquitt defeats Jenkins, 35. Nope.
Or they're leading. in the fourth quarter.
And in the fourth, it's McEachern 24, East Caeda 19. Parkville, we'll get just right after this. Blanton under center. Takes a snap. Gives it to Counter around the left side. That is still on his feet. Bill, that's number 33.
That's three. Cowboy.
23, Cowboy Williams. And
got a block in the back late.
At the 15-yard line.
Guys, that was number 23 to Carlos Martin, same young man that had the kickoff return while ago.
Oh, that was 23?
Yes, sir, 23.
Good, thank you. I thought it was 33.
So no, that was 23, and I believe 28 is Cowboy.
You're right.
And we got a hole at the 12-yard line.
That'll be after the first down, though, so it's still a first down run.
Bill Noonan has defeated South Cobb 31-7. Parkview 27, Roswell 26 in the fourth. And McEachern 24, East Caeda 19 in the fourth. That's a close one.
Tickets for next week's game will go on sale Monday at 9 a.m. And Monday and Tuesday, season ticket holders can buy their regular season seats. We'll give you the ticket office hours here in just a moment.
Bill at fullback, number 32, Chris Scurry. Takes a snap.
That's not Chris.
And we give it to D. Daniels.
Not Chris, that's another 32.
Okay.
The ticket office will be open Monday and Tuesday, 9 until 4:30. Also on Wednesday from 9 until 4:30. On Thursday from 9 until noon. That's on Friday. On Thursday from 12:30 until 4:30. The tickets are $8 for all reserved seats as set by the GHSA.
Ball at the 25-yard line, second and 10. Blanton takes a snap. Counterplay to Cowboy. Outside across the 20, still on his feet. They'll pull him down at the 15-yard line.
That's Tevin Brown, number 34.
Golly, I get my numbers mixed up out here.
Well, we've got, there's a lot of duplicated numbers out here. You mentioned 32 was out there, but that is that's not Chris Scurry. We've got about 15 freshmen that are dressed out here tonight as well.
And, Bill, that probably could be, this could be the last play of the ball game. We're down to 9, 8. 7, Blanton goes under center. He takes the snap.
That's 28.
That's Cowboys across the 10. Cuts tries running north to south. They run him out of bounds, but that's going to be the ball game. Vikings are going to win 42-6 to go to 9-2 on the year. 9-2 on the year. And do we want to keep it right here? All right, we'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back after this. Back in Martin Stadium, Vikings go to 9-2 on the year with a 42-6 victory over Groves. And we'll host Noonan next Friday night at 8 o'clock. The Lions Eye Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about this ball game and the upcoming game with Noonan. And tell you what, it's a... Noonan's players out. I mean, not Noonan, but Groves players out in the middle of the field.
Hey, Wes.
Yes, sir, Marty.
Guys, I got Coach Mack down here. Coach Mack, congratulations! What a way to start the playoffs, 42-6. Good game.
Thank you very much. I'm proud of our kids. You know, coaches. We worked hard for 2 weeks. You know, really put it to them, and they came out here tonight, and played well, responded.
Coach, I asked you right after half. You had a lot of new kids carry the ball tonight. But I also noticed they did a great job blocking without the ball. Talk to us about those guys and talk to you about your offense and some of the changes you did coming in tonight.
Well, you know, we started using some of our defensive players on offense, and we're going to continue to do that. And I'm just proud of how hard, everybody worked offensively.
Coach, obviously, the offense gets a lot of credit when you score 42 points, but your defense tonight played great. No first downs in the first half. And I don't think they had a first down there until we started subbing. But talk to us a little about your defensive play tonight.
You know, I think we're getting better up there. You know, these kids play hard. They're well coached. The coaches had them ready to go. And I'm just proud of the overall team effort.
Coach, congratulations. Good luck next week.
All righty, Marty, we appreciate that. And 42-6, our Vikings win to advance to the second round against Noonan. And we'll get you that Noonan score in just a few minutes. Bill?
Yeah, I want to remind everybody, with the victory tonight, the Vikings will host the second round of the 2010 5A state playoffs. That'll be on Friday, November 19th, against Noonan. Kickoff is set for 8 o'clock here at Martin Stadium. Tickets for this game will go on sale Monday at 9 o'clock in the morning. tickets, season ticket holders may purchase their same tickets on Monday and Tuesday. Any unclaimed tickets on Wednesday will be sold to the general public. Tickets for this game are $8, and all seats are reserved except for student tickets. Tickets may be purchased from the ticket office. That office is located at the Board of Education building on Norman Drive. Their hours, 9 until 4:30 Monday through Wednesday, 12:30 to 4:30 on Thursday, and 9 until noon on Friday. Be sure and get your tickets. We had extra tickets available for tonight's game. A good home crowd here. We saw one full section over there on the visitor side that were season ticket holders. But we got Noonan coming in here. Noonan's a very good football team. And we need to pack Martin Stadium next week. And let's be loud and get these Vikings fired up.
All righty, we got a final. Noonan beat South Cobb 31-7. And Taylor Biddle is getting us some updates. Bill, have you got us some final stats?
I do. Final stats. I want to thank Coach Dice and his group from Pine Grove Middle and Lowndes Middle School for compiling these for us each and every week. Your final score, Vikings 42, Groves 6. First downs tonight with Vikings with 10, while Groves mustered one first down. Rushing, Groves was 24 carries for 49 yards, while the Vikings had 42 carries for 213 yards. Passing, Groves was 2 of 11 for a minus 5 yards, while the Vikings were 5 of 6 for 65 yards. Groves had no touchdowns and one interception, while the Vikings had two touchdowns and no interceptions. Total plays on the night, Groves with 35, Vikings with 48 total plays. Total offensive output, Groves with 44 yards, while the Vikings 278 yards. Fumbles tonight, we had a bunch right there at the right at the third quarter. Groves fumbled the ball three times, losing it twice. We put the ball on the ground twice, we only lost it once. Penalties, Groves penalized four times for 20 yards, while the Vikings penalized five times for 30 yards. Punt average, got a minor change here happening. 28, okay. The punts, Groves punted six times for an average of 24 yards, while the Vikings did not punt tonight. Leading rusher for Groves, that would be number 45, Trey Robinson. He had three carries for 15 yards, while their leading receiver, number 10, Chris Beaver, had one catch for no yards. The leading receiver, the leading rusher should be number 28 for the Vikings, and that would be Jordan Williams. He had seven carries for 47 yards, and then the leading receiver would have been Josh Clemens, one catch for 25 yards. Wes, that's your game-ending stats.
All righty, Bill, we appreciate that. Again, Vikings 42-6. I want to remind you of the Lounge High Coaches Show on Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub. We'll be on there at 6:45. Coach Mack and I will sit down at 7 o'clock and talk about tonight's ball game and the upcoming game against Noonan. We do know that Valdosta won. They will advance to play at McEacher next Friday night. And we're getting some more scores. Noonan 31, South Cobb 7. Parkview continues to lead Roswell 27-26. McEacher in a final 31-19 over East Caeda. Colquitt 35, Jenkins 21 in the fourth. Collins Hill 7-3 over Woodstock. Camden 28, Coffee 18. Valdosta 34-13 over Windsor Forest. North Gwinnett 56, Lassiter 7.
Let me give you one correction. That the leading rusher for Vikings was D. Daniels. He had seven carries for 47 yards. The leading receiver was Josh Clemens. He had one catch, and that was for 28 yards, not 25. And those are your game-ending stats.
Mind everybody, we'll be back on the air next Friday night at 7 o'clock when Noonan comes to town in the second round of the state 5A playoffs. And Marty's making his way up here. Marty?
Guys, what a game.
Yeah.
You played well.
I think so. After 2 weeks off, not too bad.
I agree. We came out, we played hard. We played with a lot of enthusiasm, and, I noticed down there in the fourth quarter something I haven't seen in a long time, and that was our kids having a good time, cheering on the JV as they got to play. They knew they had played well, and they were celebrating, having fun. It's something we haven't done in the last several games, so I was glad to see us excited and having a good time, back to having fun and playing the way we're capable of playing.
Bill?
All right. I thought so, too. I thought we played pretty well. I'm excited about Noonan coming into town next week. I think it's going to be another stiff test for this Viking, young Viking team. We forget sometimes how young this team really is. We've got some older skill players, but in a lot of those places, we've got some really young guys. The offensive line, they definitely improved. They still got some work to do, but they have definitely improved. I like what we're seeing as far as the personnel out there. They'll work on some more stuff this week, holding blocks just a little bit longer, working on a little bit of pass block, and we saw shotgun one time tonight. I hope we see a little more of that, but we'll just have to see how it goes. Want to remind our listeners that Tuesday night is the Lounge High Coaches Show live from Locos. That'll be at 6:45. Wes James, your host. We'll have Coach Randy McPherson, and Marty Rogers will be on the board.
How about that?
Come Tuesday night. I won't be there, so I will be with you. I'll make a few phone calls. I'll be there if you need somebody.
Taylor, anything you'd like to add?
Look at there. We're putting him on there.
Thanks for having me.
You're on.
I think the offensive line played great tonight. The changes that were made, I think, were positive. The guys that substitute in and out on defense shows that our team in the years to come will look good.
Yep.
Even though we gave up a little bit there towards the end, they still played tough. We've got to get that center and quarterback exchange down with that new center in. We can't come out in the second half against a better Noonan team and turn the ball over like that, especially in the red zone where both of those were. Other than that, guys, I think we did good.
Yep.
Well, we had 2 weeks to install, I won't say a new offense, but get a lot of players in some different positions. And tonight was a good test, a good tune-up as we get ready to get into the second round of the state playoffs when Noonan comes to town. A much tougher team, but we will be at home in the friendly confines of the Concrete Palace.
Absolutely. Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Haynes, has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of the Viking Voice, LLC, in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for Marty Rogers, for Taylor Biddle, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Vikings win it 42-6. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.